show. So this month we're back, first Wednesday of each month from 2 or 3 o'clock, talking all things community. Got a cracking show, and hopefully you're inside and you're staying dry and warm, because my gosh, winter has arrived. We have lots of rain and there is snow at the top of Mount Donabewang. So if you get a chance, go up, enjoy the bit of the light snow before it gets too busy with the tourists on the weekend. Please do. But we have a crack-out lineup today. We have April from our volunteer program, Meals on Wheels, talking about Meals on Wheels and looking for volunteers. And after that, I've got Nat from Council talking about our grants for community program coming up and open right now for applications. And after that, we have Natalia and Cian for a youth voice session, and then a song break. And then lastly, we're going to follow up with our guests from Yarra Centre, Shani from the libraries, and a few updates around upcoming sessions, webinars, and open days for parents. But first off, welcome, April.
Howdy, how's it going?
Yeah, very well. Good to see and hear you. And you're actually joining us from the new council office in Lilydale.
I am, yep. It's my second day in here today. We opened up on Monday, and it's just an amazing space. It's really fun, lots of people around, lots of activity, and it's just a really beautiful space to work in. So it's very exciting.
It has been a long time for that building. Obviously, COVID's been made things challenging, but now it's officially open and for staff, and soon for community. Some great spaces there for community events and people to use co-working spaces. So keep an ear out and look out on the council social medias on Facebook or on the website, because you'll see soon chances for yourself, community, to come and use amazing facilities, really designed for a whole of community to be able to enjoy and connect as well. So very exciting times. And so, April, one of roles, a part of your role you do at council is helping coordinate the Meals on Wheels program.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we have 3 Meals on Wheels kitchens, one in Lilydale, one in Yarra Junction, and one in Upway. And we deliver meals right across the Yarra ranges from each of those kitchens Monday to Friday. Those deliveries are done in the morning, so most of our volunteers arrive somewhere between 8:30 and 9:30, and they head out on a run, deliver a few meals, and then head back to the kitchen to drop off the esky, and the job's done. So it's a really beautiful program. We've got many volunteers that are helping us out across all of those programs, but we're always looking for new bits. Council also reimburses for petrol for our volunteers as well, to help with covering all of those extra costs that we're all, having to deal with at the moment. Mm-hmm. We offer our volunteers lots of training opportunities and things as well, in mental first aid and first aid training and lots of other opportunities like that. It's a really great program, and you get to know all the people that you drop meals off to along the way, and it's a really great opportunity to give back to your community. So, yeah, it's a really lovely program. It's really great to be involved with it.
Yeah, and so who are the people who actually receive the meals, and who are the volunteers serving?
So most of the clients that we have are older residents who are probably living on their own and, having a nutritious meal that's already pre-prepared and, delivered to their home is a lot easier than them having to go out shopping and cooking just for themselves. We also have some younger clients that, may require some extra assistance at home, so meals are delivered to them as well. So it's quite fast, and we've found that over the COVID period that our client numbers have increased quite a lot, but our volunteer numbers have decreased. So it's at this stage we're definitely looking for more volunteers to come on board to help us deliver all of those extra meals.
Yeah, it's an amazing program. I know, I think from personal experience, my grandmother lived alone and didn't have family close by, and so she'd have Meals on Wheels visit her a few times a week, and obviously it's great for the meals, but also that social connection to actually see a familiar face each week and have a little chat and feel like you're getting about, especially if you're that person's receiving the meals, isn't able to get out and about because of mobility issues or stuff. Having a regular contact with somebody and having a chat just means the world is so important about social connection, to have the health and well-being of those people living alone.
Yeah, absolutely. And that it's that real that wellness check-in too, making sure that these clients are healthy and well, having a, you know, a lot of the time our volunteers may be the only person they see all day, and having someone pop into their home and make sure that they are healthy and well is just as vital as the meal itself. So, yeah, it's a really important program.
Absolutely. So what's the data life of a Meals on Wheels volunteer look like?
So they would usually head into the kitchen somewhere around 9 o'clock. Some volunteers like to beat the school rush. Others will come afterwards, which is fair enough. They'll pick up an esky from the kitchen, and those eskies will have the meals packed in there with labelled for the residents, and they get a run sheet. And then they'll head out on a run, and we try to order those runs in a good order so it's nice and efficient. And they'll head out and they'll spend, you know, 5 to 10 minutes with each client, having a little chat with them to make sure, you know, that they are healthy and well. And then they move on to the next one. And usually the runs, they vary. Some are really local and they can be nice and quick, you know, half an hour. And others are a little bit further and they may take up to an hour and a half. But normally volunteers will be back around 10:30, 11 o'clock. Drop off the esky, and then they're free to do whatever they like for the rest of the day.
Yeah. And so they're out and about. How do they go? So use their own car, and how do they get about? So you recognise that, you know, getting that financial reimbursement or recognition of the, you know, the costs and your commitment to volunteering.
That's right. So volunteers use their own vehicle, and each fortnight, as I said, we do process a reimbursement to help cover the costs of fuel, and that's all done. That's all just registered. Once they come back to the kitchen, they'll write down how many kilometres they've travelled each time, so they don't have to remember. And as I said, every fortnight that just gets popped into their account, and it's all covered. And also, there's lots of insurance benefits as well if you're a volunteer. So council will cover your insurances and things like that. So if anything was to happen, you're all covered. So that's part of that. We like to celebrate our volunteers as well. So we also have lots of celebration events through the year where we invite our volunteers out for a coffee or for a lunch or different things like that. Or we, you know, offer benefits and things like that for them to pop out and grab a coffee or something like that while they're out and about. So, yeah, there's lots of benefits to being a volunteer for our Rangers Council, and that's just a few of them.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful program to really have that nice one-on-one connection with the other volunteers, but also the people you're visiting as well. So if someone's listening right now, they go, oh, that sounds great for me, or they might have a friend or a neighbour they think they might enjoy. How do they get started, and what's it look like from getting contact to doing your first day of volunteering?
Sure. So the best way to get involved with volunteering with us is to visit Council's website and simply just search volunteering in the search bar, and you'll land straight onto the volunteering page. There is a online application form, so you submit that, and then you'll hear from me. And I will have a little interview, well, not really an interview, but more of a really, you know, coffee catch-up, get to know each other a little bit better. And then there's just some of the application sort of, you know, signing off a few documents and getting a police check, those kinds of things. Usually don't take too long, 1 to 2 weeks, you know, if there's a little bit of a hold-up with the police check, but generally they're pretty quick. And then we like to send our new volunteers out on a buddy run with an existing volunteer so they get to experience it with somebody else. So we bring them in, they get to meet the staff at the kitchens, they'll head out on a buddy run with another volunteer for the morning, and then they come back, and if they're all happy to go, then we'll roster them on and put them on some... Look, some of our volunteers will volunteer as little as once a fortnight, others multiple times a week. So we're very flexible with Meals on Wheels volunteering. We understand that, you know, you are a volunteer and you have other things to do and holidays and things like that. We can cater for all of that. The rostering is very flexible, and we can really fit volunteering in with your own timetable and activities.
Yeah, fantastic. And then the local Meals on Wheels location for the Yarra Valley is at the Yarra and Central and Yarra Junction. So if people are thinking about wanting to volunteer, that's where they would go to pick up the eskies and then obviously distribute the food and the meals from there.
That's right. exactly. Well, yeah, and lots of really friendly staff that are there to assist our volunteers. They stay in the kitchen the whole time, so, you know, if you've ever got any concerns, there's always a staff member that can help them.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, April. So if you are interested, you go on the council website and just search volunteer or volunteering, and you'll find a little tab there for the Meals on Wheels or Volunteer with Council. And you'll contact me, you'll hear a lovely cup and chat with April. So please have a think about it. It's an amazing opportunity to volunteer. It's really fulfilling, and it's a great way to meet new people and new volunteers.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you so much, April. And next we have Nat from our grants team talking about the Grants for Community program. Hi, Nat.
Hi, Michael. How are you going?
Yeah, good, good. Now, it's a busy time for you right now. We're right in the middle of the application period for our Grants for Community program. Can you tell us a bit about the grants program?
Sure, no worries. Well, my name's Natalie and I look after the grants program along with my colleagues, and I just want to shout out to Kelly McPherson and Miranda Flynn. We've been working very hard to launch the program, which we're really excited that it's open today. It's called our 2023 Grants for Community program, and the grants are available for local not-for-profit community groups and individual artists for projects which are going to occur next year in the 2023 calendar year, and projects that occur in the Yarra Ranges as well, which directly benefit, this is important, the residents of Yarra Ranges. Mm-hmm. The grants program aims to fund projects which, you know, foster wellbeing, especially mental and physical health, especially with COVID and the effects of mental health, social connection, and facilitate cultural and heritage development within the Yarra Ranges as well. Each applicant can apply up to $10,000, and we are very thankful and grateful that we have a funding pool of $500,000 available. Michael, we have three funding streams which are available. These are community development. For example, we had Yarra Valley ECOS have a project called Crops for Community, which is a program that supports volunteers for growing and harvesting food, and which they sell through the ECOS market, and they also donate to their produce to Koa Cafe and Una Tuckerberg community program. So they're all running together and working with each other. We also have the Arts and Heritage stream, which I just want to know that individual artists can only apply under this stream. We currently have a program this year from Rebecca Filipponi, which is being promoted at the moment, which is All the Fields Therapeutic Art Program during the school holidays, and that fosters children explore emotions through art and participate in art projects which they can take home, and some pieces will be displayed in exhibitions across Yarra Ranges. And that way, you know, this is a project which helps them deal with the emotion, how to express themselves emotionally, and, you know, building empathy, connection and awareness on mental health issues, which is a fantastic program. And we also have festivals and events, and we have events like the River Folk Festival, which is in Warburton. I think that's happening around October this year, and which is a three-day music festival, you know, having local and national artists, you know, and activating public spaces, which we love, bringing the community together and having a great weekend. And lots of events like that are happening this year, and which we want to attract for next year as well. The program is open at the moment, which I mentioned earlier on, and more information to be found on our website if you just have a look at yarrarangers.vic.gov.au and just put in the search bar community grants, and all the information will come up there.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's an amazing opportunity to spend $500,000, and so those all the different streams, particularly, you know, if you're a community group or organisation that you're thinking about doing next year, this is a great way to get some funding for that as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And don't forget, we're here to help as well. So if you're having trouble with the form, contact us. And it's really beneficial to contact and speak to a council officer, you know, before you start your project. That way we can maybe give you some hints and we can talk about your project to see if you're eligible or not. and with your application is quite involved, and you know, try to delegate some of the questions to your group. For example, the treasurer can look after the budget, and it helps, you know, looking at the overall. And if you aren't incorporated, if you're a not-for-profit group who isn't incorporated, you'll need to find an auspice, like an alliance group or a sports group. But the hint is try not to leave till last minute, because they usually get inundated. So try and get all the information up front before you actually start.
Absolutely. The biggest tip now is act now. So if you are interested, so you go to the council website, you can search community grants there, and then you'll be in contact. Depending on your extreme, what kind of project you want to do, you'll be put in contact with a council staff officer. Something like myself, you're doing community grant stream and you want to think about some community, I'll be able to help out and talk through what you want to plan and how may you might work with other people, may find an auspice and all those things. So if it's a festival, you book to somebody who works at festivals and give you some good expert advice around how the things might have to think about and plan to make sure that your application's as good as it can be.
Yeah, they do close on Friday the 15th, I just want to mention, at 3 p.m. sharp.
Yes.
So it's to start early, and that way it's all done by that date.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nat. Some exciting times and a great opportunity.
Thanks again to Yarra Valley FM for letting us promote. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So again, if you want to find out more about the grants for community or any grants at council, you just search grants on the council website and you'll see a tab there for community grants. They close on the 15th and council officers are here to help you sort of plan and get your applications in. Closing sharp, 3 p.m. on the 15th this month. So you've got a couple of weeks to get ready. We're going to have a song next, and then after that we'll have a youth voice with Natalia and CN.
And here's Zara Fox with Dance With Me.
With me.
and welcome back to the Council's Connection show. And just to clarify, a little misspeak just before the song there, the grants for your program close on the 15th of July. So you have 6 weeks-ish to apply. So 15th of July. So just go to the Council website and search community grants or grants, and you'll find it there. So 15th of July, 3 p.m. sharp closes. So you've got some time yet, but act now, start planning, get in contact. We're here to help. But next, we have Natalia and Sien for our Youth Voice session. Hello and welcome.
Hi, Michael. Thank you so much. My name is Natalia, as Michael said. I work in the youth team at Yarra Ranges Council. I use she, her pronouns, and today is the first day of Pride Month. And as the Q in LGBTQIA+, I'm really excited to talk about Pride and share opportunities for young people. And I've got one of our fabulous young people here with me today. Sien, do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Sien. I use they, them pronouns. I'm a youth ambassador on the Yarra Ranges Council, but I'm also a young person keen to share my experience as a member of the LGBTQIA+ community and why Pride Month is important.
Yay, awesome. Thanks, Sien. Can you tell us a bit about what being a youth ambassador involves?
Yeah, of course. Being a youth ambassador means representing youth voice across council, whether it's assisting in job interviews for council staff on the youth team in particular, or being consulted on what the new train station, the Liddell, should look like. You know, youth voice is important. But I'm here in particular to talk about Pride Month. And in order to talk about the present, we need to go back and look at the past. Pride Month started when a trans woman named Marsha P. Johnson threw the first brick that started the Stonewall riots in New York, which lasted about 6 days, starting in the early morning of June 28 in 1969. A year after the riots to mark the anniversary, the first Pride marches took place, both as in New York as well. And within a few years, gay rights organisations were founded across the world. And today, LGBT Pride events are held annually in June to honour the Stonewall riots.
Thanks for that. Very interesting history lesson, Sien. There are lots of things that have improved, I think, in that time, and also areas in which we still have lots of work to do. I'm really interested in your experiences as a young person navigating this world. So, Sien, can you tell us a little bit about your journey so far?
Yeah, I identify as non-binary, which means I don't think I'm a man or a woman. I'm just me, and I'm good as just me. But before I started the journey of figure outing gender and all that mess, I realised I was pansexual, meaning my attraction to people wasn't limited by gender. And unfortunately, I was outed without my consent, leading to a lot of bullying in high school. During this time, the equal marriage vote was like the new political drama. So other young people would use that to like really upset me and use that as like fuel for the fire almost, as well as, you know, using slurs and harmful stereotypes. But thankfully, my family is extremely accepting, which unfortunately not a lot of queer young people have. But how about you, Natalia? What has your experience been as a queer young person?
Thanks for sharing, Sien, and I'm really sorry that that happened to you. I'm slightly older than you. I'm in my mid-30s, but I didn't come out till I was 33 a couple of years ago. And I think a big part of why I didn't come out was because I, you know, I'm a queer Asian woman and I didn't know or I didn't see any other queer Asian women growing up. So I didn't really think that it was something that was possible. I never really considered it. And now I'm actually engaged to a woman and getting married next year. So it's been a huge transformation for me, and it's made me reflect a lot on the importance of visibility and representation. You know, I think we've made big strides in representation and visibility, you know, from a cultural perspective and in other ways. And I think we have a ways to go still in terms of visibility and representation for the LGBTQIA+ community. And one of the things that I think about and I see around me sometimes is when I'm walking down the street, some shops have pride stickers on their windows and they say, "You're welcome here." Or if I'm like driving to a new town, I might see a pride flag. And it sounds small, but it actually has a really positive impact on me. It makes me feel that I really am welcome in that space, and that the people in that space have, yeah, they're intentional about making me feel welcome. And so, yeah, things like that have been really, really helpful.
Yeah, I totally agree. Also, congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you.
Yeah, seeing that little sticker or flag makes me feel happy. It also, that's sort of what I look for when looking for work as well, is accepting places. And yet there has been a lot of progression and acceptance over the last few years, but obviously there's still a lot more that needs to be done. Now, we need to begin normalising, which means we need to support the community, particularly we need support from allies. There's lots of ways allies can help the LGBTQIA plus people feel safer and more welcome to be themselves. You know, understanding that young people may change their pronouns multiple times before finding what's comfortable, or even changing their name a couple of times. If you're a parent of a young person who identifies as being part of that community, Yarra Ranges Council has a webinar on how to be an ally and how to support your children. This will be on June 15th at 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Head to Yarra Ranges Youth on Facebook and Instagram to find out more about it.
Thanks, Sian. Yeah, there's heaps of opportunities, and the full schedule of webinars is actually really awesome. They're going all throughout the month of June, so please head to Yarra Ranges Youth on Facebook and Instagram to find out all about them. And if you're a queer young person, or a parent or guardian to a queer young person, and you want to meet other like-minded people, come join Defrosted Events. That's a program that I coordinate, and it's for local young people who are interested in putting on arts, music and cultural events. It's a really great opportunity if you are creative, or you want to be creative, or you want to meet other like-minded people and have the opportunity to actually have an impact in your community and do something fun. Interestingly, the majority of young people in the committee, well, I guess a lot of them in the committee, are actually members of the LGBTQIA plus community. So you have a home here. We really want to emphasise that you're welcome at Council, and you're absolutely more than welcome at Defrosted Events. We would love to have you. And to find out more about what we do and how to join, you can also go to Facebook or Instagram at Yarra Ranges Youth, and there should be a link tree in Instagram to find out more. Or come and talk to us, because we're actually very excited to be delivering a youth festival at Belgrave Lantern Festival. So we'll be running the main stage there. We'll have amazing live music and stalls, heaps of different things on. So if you want to see firsthand what we're about and what we do, come down, come check us out June 25th from 5 till 8 p.m. And I think that's it from me. What about you, Sian? Was there anything else you wanted to add?
I personally am very excited for the Lantern Festival. And I can personally say that Freezer and Defrosted Events is a very accepting place and so welcoming. And honestly, I partially do want to volunteer as part of the group. It's so great.
Do it. I would love to have you, Sian. Thank you so much for saying that. That means a lot. Well, thank you, Michael, for having us. It's been so great to come on and talk about Pride Month. To everyone out there, happy Pride Month. I hope you enjoy. I hope you do something fun and nice for yourself and for your community. And we hope you will take the time to learn how to be an ally if you would like to do that. And now we've got another song for you.
Yes, indeed. We're going to hear from Chloe Styler and her track Girlfriend.
Take me out, wanna take me home, don't pick up the phone. You like the way I make you feel, way I make you laugh when we're all alone. Tell me, why is it so hard to say what you're feeling? I've made it clear from the start, I ain't the girl you hide away, just a pretty face, call me when you're drunk. So if you think you're gonna play me like I'm a game boy, I've had enough. I made it clear from the start.
And we're back from the Councillors Connection show. And next guest, we have a few guests. We have Shani from the libraries. Shani, might head to you first.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Keeping warm and cozy here at the Hillsville Library today.
Absolutely. I think it's good duck weather and good library weather as well.
That's right. Yes, come in and get cozy.
Yeah, it's beautiful rainy weather. I'm like, call up the good book and a cup of tea, your local library. Perfect, perfect. And so what's happening in the libraries this month?
Well, we just dropped our What's On pamphlet for the winter season of events. So if you want to go down to the library and grab your copy in hard copy, they're everywhere at the moment, and that's got the rundown of all of the events that'll be going on for the next 3 months. And you can also access the pamphlet online as well on our events calendar. But I can just give you a couple of events that are coming up at Yarra Junction in Hillsville if you like.
Absolutely. Tell us what's happening.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll start with Yarra Junction Library. On Thursday the 16th of June at 2 p.m.
Oh, Shani, this must be a bit of the rain has cut you out. Oops. So, Shani, we just lost you a bit there. I think the rain cut out your internet. Do you want to do a bit of a rewind for us to start again?
Sure. Sorry about that. So, Yarra Junction Library on Thursday the 16th of June at 2 o'clock. There'll be a decluttering your phone event. So that's for people that want some help with their phone tech. Come along and learn about how to get some decluttering going on and simplify things so you've got ease of access. Also at Yarra Junction on Monday the 20th of June at 2 p.m., there'll be a retirement planning workshop with Andrea Jenkins. So both of those events do require bookings if you'd like to book in the branch, on the phone or at our events calendar. We'd be more than happy to see you along at those events. And if we jump over to the other side of the valley at Hillsville, we've got another tech event that's happening on Monday the 20th of June at 2 o'clock, and that's called Phone Photography 101. So if you haven't really used your phone as a camera yet, but know that it has that capability and would like to get some tips on how to do it, then this is the event for you. Come along. And another event we've got, which is a lot more laid back and less thinking, more playing, is our new monthly games group. That's on Tuesday the 7th of June at 2 o'clock. And you're welcome to come along. We'll have an assortment of games that you can choose from and play in-house with other people and get to know other people, enjoy the warm, cozy library space and have a good time.
Yeah, beautiful. Some great things. I think the declutter of your phone, I think everyone needs that.
That's true. Yes, indeed.
There's multiple apps I download for once and like, I'll use that. And then space and trying to delete photos to try and get more space. So, yeah, very life sorting. Sort your phone, sort out your retirement. It's beautiful.
And, yeah, so it seems that there's quite a bit of tech stuff going on, but there's not only, there is also film screenings and hot soup kitchens and all the lots of things. The children's school holiday program will drop soon as well, so something for everyone.
Yeah, it is great. And, it's a bit tricky, but just get that down to business and come along and play some games, board games. It's a beautiful time to come along as well. Especially, both the Hillsville and Junction are beautiful spaces there, big windows, nice and cozy, that beautiful tree outside Yarra Junction Library is just a gorgeous place to be as well. And a fantastic little kitchen and big space at Hillsville Library too, where you find a nice little nook and enjoy and catch up to friends as well. So some great spaces to enjoy, particularly during school holidays, bring your kids down as well.
Yeah, that's right. Or even if you need to do some work on your laptop, you can bring your own computer in and work in a little bit of peace. And I won't say complete quiet because that's not what we're about anymore. But there are definitely little nooks in the library where you can, solo in on your own thing and you don't have to be social with other people. You could just do your thing as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's a nice place to be able to by yourself or with a friend or big group, whatever you're feeling at the moment, you can come along to the library and be in that space. It's just nice to be around people sometimes too, especially if you're living alone or even not ready to get out and about. The library's a nice place just to sort of edge your feet back into being social, because I know I've been to a few events locally where there have been lots of people. I'm like, I'm a bit overwhelmed by the big crowd. I'm like, how? And I'm not ready for that. And the libraries are a lovely space just to, you know, be by yourself or be with just around other people and get used to being, you know, in those spaces again.
Ease back in, that's right, no worries.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sharni. And talking about easing back into life and mixing up with people, the Yarra Centre is also a great place. Jumping in the pool and go for a swim or join some class tonight. We have Sandra from the Yarra Centre. Hello, Sandra.
Hi, Michael, how are you?
Yeah, good yourself. You're busy, busy, busy as always down there.
Yes, yeah, everything's nice and warm inside though, and compared to the weather outside at the moment.
Yeah, another good place to be when it's wet weather is come down to the Yarra Centre and get active or just join a bit of a good cup of coffee there as well.
Yeah, so we don't have anything happening right at the moment, but towards the end of the month we'll be having our quarterly Members' Day and night. So we run a big group fitness class and then we have a morning tea. And for the evening session we do dinner, and this time it'll be hot soup. But that's a free class for anyone to come and join in. So while it's called a Members' Day, anyone can come and have something to eat, have a chat. It's a really good social event as well, where, you know, you can meet new people, especially for anyone who, you know, doesn't get out much. And everyone down here is really welcoming and inclusive of whoever shows up, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very friendly place. And so it's like you're probably drive past the Yarra Centre all the time and you're a junction there where the pool is and maybe not pop in. So the Members' Day is probably a nice day to sort of see the place and have a little tour and meet other people as well.
Yeah, that's it. And then plenty to do over the school holidays, which are coming up in a couple of weeks. So we've got casual shooting. It's only $2 to come down and shoot hoops. The kiosk is open all day. You can bring the kids down for a swim. So there's plenty of options for young, older.
Yeah.
Anyone, basically, yeah.
It is. It's a great, especially if you think school holidays too. So the Yarra will be a bit cold for you right now. I have to jump in and have a swim. But
the pool is warm.
The pool is beautiful.
The outside is cold.
Yes, yeah. So yeah, it's a great place to jump in there, and the hoops there, so you have a swim, kids, especially teenagers, and if you've got some older kids there in high school, come down and have a swim, have a jump around, grab something to eat and then shoot some hoops as well. It's a great place to hang out and especially those wet days as well. And obviously you've got the gym equipment there as well, if you want to join up as well. So people haven't don't know much about the membership at the Yarra Centre. What does that look like if people want to join up and what they get for their memberships?
So anyone that hasn't been down here or would, you're more than welcome to pop down and we can show you around. So most of our full access memberships include gym, pool, group fitness, basketball stadium, and there's no limitations on how many classes or anything you can do. There's personalised programs available with our trainers in the gym. So if you're just looking to get started or just getting back into it, you know, you can have a program that's written up specifically for you, not something just pulled off the shelf, so that you can hit the goals that you decide on, not what somebody else decides on.
Yeah, exactly. I think we spoke last month about, especially if, when you're getting older, or you have, you know, the sedentary life through COVID as well. Just getting active and moving as well is fantastic. The gym's not always about, it's not a gym where people just do go there to big heavy weights. It is actually a space to get your body moving and get mobile. So it might be you have goals around, I want to be able to walk down to the corner of the street and feel like I'm not sore after it. Or being able to do some gardening as well. And so how do you get your body ready to do those things in life that you really enjoy?
That's it. And the whole saying, move it or lose it, is quite true.
Yes.
Even from, like, when you're a little kid, even to just becoming an adult, there's so many things that, you know, you could do when you were younger that you can't do.
Oh, yes. I have that feeling sometimes. My little kids doing these bending down and picking things up and rolling. Like, oh, they just move so beautifully. I'm like, oh, like, it's inspiring for me to get back into. They like to be where they like to smell your toes. Like, oh, yeah, sure. So they just put their face onto their toes. I'm like, that's amazing.
Yeah. But we kind of stop doing that as we get older. So.
Exactly. So, yeah, especially swimming is such a fantastic activity. Low impact, really good for your muscles. If you've got any sore joints, you're in a warm pool, so it's good for your circulation. If you're worried about mobility issues, the pool is such a fantastic space to actually that slow movement back into your body and get up for some bigger things, or just great exercise, particularly cardio, just being able to breathe and control your breathing swimming. It's such a great activity.
Yeah. That's it.
Absolutely. So thanks so much, Sandra, and it'll be good to touch base again next month and see how those monthly gatherings go for the members as well.
Yep, will do.
Sandra.
Thanks, Michael.
Cheers. And lastly, Michelle, we've got some great things for parenting. So if you are a parent or you maybe know some people in your neighbourhood or family who are parents as well, we've got some free webinars and some in-person activities coming up soon for parents. There's a few council webinars running along soon, so I'll give you a big spiel about what's coming up, but you don't have to write down, remember this. You need to just go to the council website and search free parenting, and all the information is there for these webinars. The first one is helping your teen launch. This forum will focus on strategies and practice steps of support for helping our teens launch into adulthood as they finish secondary school and move into young adult life. So if you're somebody who knows or is supporting a young teenager and they're about to finish high school or ready to go into adulthood, this might be for you. This is actually this evening online from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. So if you just go to the council website and search free parenting, you'll be able to log in and find the details there. The next session is about post-COVID positive resilience and anxiety, well-being, and then the new normal. So if there's a loom and gloom about the movement of your children managing post-lockdown sort of stress and anxiety or depression, this might be for you. The good news is that resilience is a skill that can be taught and encouraged, and is an essential ingredient in helping our children manage anxiety and becoming optimistic. So it's for any parent or caregiver of any child age. So on Wednesday, the 8th of June, 7:30 p.m., so 8 p.m. The next one is all these are online webinars, so you've got to jump in at home. It's your own convenience in your own house. You don't have to try and get out and about if you're a parent and trying to be about nighttime. It's a bit hard for kids. It's all about being online either on your laptop or even on your phone if you need to as well. Next one is about brain behaviour and about trauma-informed practice. This is Thursday, the 9th of June. It is from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Learn how stress and trauma impact the brain behaviour, regulation and capacity, and relationships. Explore practical ideas that help restore calm, safety, connection to your family, and help the process of trauma events. And that's on Thursday, 9th of June, 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Social media, parent support webinar. Your kids getting your phone and social media, not quite sure how to manage it or support them and how they can learn to navigate that space. This webinar will cover an overview of the platforms, the opportunities and risks of social media, how to support young people to take action against cyberbullying and more. This is Tuesday, the 14th of June, 7:30 to 8:45 p.m. Next webinar is We Are Family, Wednesday the 15th of June, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Come in to this fun, engaging online webinar and gain the skills and confidence to become an ally for the LGBTQIA+ young people, the Rainbow Connections. Discover why toilets and pronouns literally save lives. And you've heard a bit from today from Sian and Natalia about their experiences and how having a safe environment can really help the young people navigate that space. Understand how the skills, simple words and actions of an ally can help the difference of teenagers. It's on Wednesday the 15th of June, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Taming the Tiger, Monday the 20th of June, 7:30 to 9 p.m. Anger is a natural human emotion. To stress or fear, if friction store, it functions as an alert and prepare for action. Learn how to identify the emotion trigger in yourself and your family to lead to anger. Understand the science and functions of emotions. Exploring coping skills, resourcing effective communication, and learn practical tools and techniques to help restore calm. That's on Monday, the 20th of June, 7:30 till 9:30 p.m. And the next one's coming up is all online. It's in person as well. This is parenting sessions, helping children through big emotions. This is at the Yarra Junction Primary School. It's, and it's on the 14th of June. It is from 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. It's a session about helping children through big emotions, the Yarra Junction Primary School, and it's gold coin donation. And we at last have a book launch, Maddie, the Meerkat and the Big Storm Cloud. It's on Monday, the 27th of June at 11 a.m. at Yarra Junction Library. Meet the author and illustrator to hear stories and learn tips about creating your own storybooks. So you're thinking about, oh, I've got a storybook in my brain. I'd love to know how to write it or think of how to make it. That's for you, Monday, June 27th at 11 a.m. And it's free. Lots of things going on. Don't bring a pen. Don't worry about trying to find all information. Just go to the council website and search free parenting. You'll find all those information about all those free webinars for you, for young and old. That is our show for today. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next month for the Council Connections Show.